We're going to finish looking at siblings in the arts with a conversation among the five Brown children from the town of Alpine, Utah. All of the Browns are accomplished pianists and all study at the Juilliard School in New York, where Desiree and Deandra Brown are seniors, Gregory and Melody Brown are freshmen, and Ryan Brown, who's still in high school, flies to New York City from Utah every weekend for his piano lesson.
It could have been a lot more practical if somebody had learned the violin, somebody had learned the cello and the viola and all that. We could have had like a built-in group, you know, group. But my mom, she was a singer and she also played the piano. And so she said that she always wanted us to have the piano as a foundation and then we could move to other instruments if we ever wanted to. But we all, I guess, kind of felt like the piano was our thing and so nobody switched. And so that's why it's all like very different styles, even though I don't know if somebody would obviously be able to pick them out, but...
Hi, I'm Gregory Brown. I'm 18 years old.
Gregory is like an expert at playing like big, loud pieces.
And right now I'm working on Toccata by York Bowen.
When Gregory plays, his hair moves. It's like... yeah, his gels.
Hi, my name is Melody Brown. Right now, I'm working on a set of impromptus by Schubert, Opus 142.
I love her playing. Just like you feel like you're taken care of. Like she's very emotive and her playing's delicate and everything's phrased.
Hi, my name is Ryan and I'm working on the Chopin Ballade in A flat major.
Ryan is a very energetic, spunky player. He was always the littlest Brown, you know, the baby Brown. So he likes to wow people, you know, and he always seems to.
Hi, my name is Desiree Brown.
Hi, my name is Deandra Brown. Right now I'm working on a piece with my sister for two pianos. It's the Lutoslavsky Paganini Variations.
Desiree and Deandra play together, and they both have different strengths that they add to it. Like, when they play solo, they play very differently, but when they get together, they sound like one full person. It's really amazing, because Deandra has the fire that she contributes to it, and Desi has the more, like, emotive ideas.
Venus and Serena Williams, they probably get a lot of the same questions we do.
Like competitive thing. I bet they get that all the time.
Are you competitive?
Like, we know how you feel. Everybody's always asking us that.
My parents always taught us, like, they were always so supportive of us growing up, and it was always like a group effort, you know, it was like the Browns. It wasn't like certain people, you know, if somebody wins, somebody else is going to be upset. Of course you want to win, but if you're not going to win, who else would you want to win but somebody in your family? So we've always been very supportive of each other.
Yeah, so I think we do really like the sibling thing, because, you know, we always, it's like, you know, it's us.
I guess we don't really think about it, but we are. We're like, oh, somebody who understands.
It would be tough for one of us to break ranks, you know, one of us to leave the music field. Not only because I think it's less about pressure, but more about that's what we've been doing our whole entire life since we were three. That's all we know. That's all we remember. My day doesn't feel complete unless I put some practicing in, and it's just a way of life.
Gregory Brown will be appearing with the Vancouver Symphony next year, and all five Browns will be playing piano at the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. Our story on the Browns was produced by Speed Weed.